listening to the Bug Bucks Podcast, hosted by Eric Bassett and Jake Klaus. Each week, they'll discuss ways to scale and grow your pest control company with a goal of helping you become a bug money millionaire.
We're not new to giving back. Right. We're just one of the first folks to actually try to tell the story and invite people into our world in a warm, welcoming way that invites a partnership that's long-term, because we want generations after us to think this way and to be educated on insects the way you guys do when you give us little tidbits of insect entomology and facts. We need all of that in one place, in one space, that when we're giving back, we're also helping them move forward with tools and education that they can take to their children and their children's children in the community.
Welcome to the Bug Bucks Podcast, a podcast designed to help you become a bug money millionaire. Today's episode is brought to you by Bug Bucks Plus, the number one training and education platform designed to help you build and scale your pest control company. I'm your host, Eric Bassett. And of course, right next to me in our new studio, I've got Jake Klaus.
What's up, Eric and my fellow Bug Bucksers?
What's up, dude? This is episode number one in the new studio.
It is. Yeah. You have no idea. The listeners have no idea the headache, heartache, and sweat that has gone into putting the studio together. It's been an experience.
Yeah. You know, looking back, hindsight's 20/20. Now that we have it all cleaned up, if you watch in here, you're like, oh, it's so simple and nice and organized. A couple of days ago, it was not organized.
Looked like a cable bomb exploded in here. There's just cables everywhere.
Yeah. It's going to be wild. But yeah, super excited, dude. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yep.
And today we have a fantastic guest. I should say guests today. You guys are going to absolutely love. But before we bring them on, just want to remind everybody listening, the best way to receive new episodes is by subscribing to our show on your preferred podcast platform like Apple, YouTube, Audible, or Spotify. If you love the show, please leave us a rating and a review. Make sure to check out our Facebook group, Bug Bucks Plus. That is B-U-G-B-U-X Plus. We've got over 4,000 other pest control owners in that group waiting to connect with you and share their thoughts. It's also the best way for you to share your feedback on our show and have your questions highlighted and discussed here on the podcast. So make sure you find us on Facebook and join the group. Jake, take it away. Who is our guest today?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I just have to say, I have been champing. Is it champing or chomping?
It's either way. Either way.
I have been champing at the bit to get my good friends, Ryan and Noel Goins, to be on the podcast. In fact, when I took over the podcast the beginning of January, the first thing I said is, dude, we've got to get Ryan and Noel on the podcast. Yes. And so here we are so many months later, and here we are. Okay, so let me just introduce. So our guests today are Ryan and Noel Goins, our husband and wife PCO team. They're making a huge impact in the industry. Okay, Noel was an honored speaker at this year's Professional Women in Pest Management Conference, which is an affiliate of the NPMA. The Goins are also active in the legislative efforts, both nationwide and in the state of California, which is awesome because we need great people that love the industry and are influential. They are also the founders of the nonprofit organization Keep It Goins, which we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Keep It Goins works to provide essential pest control services to families with a great need, but who lack the resources to pay for the pest control. Now, also, Noel plays a recurring role as Officer Duarte in the hit TV show SWAT.
Yes.
Okay. So if you haven't seen it, just look it up. And Ryan is a one-time winning contestant on The Price is Right. If you didn't know that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep. I had no idea.
Yep. His prizes included a pair of ladies' shoes. I love it. Dude, Ryan, you killed me. A pair of ladies' shoes, two electric scooters, a jukebox, a fire table, and a flat screen TV.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so aside from being at the forefront of a huge effort to affect the pest control industry in a massively positive way, Ryan and Noel are just an illuminating and radiant team. Jana and I met them at Pest World in Hawaii and quickly became, I'm getting a little teary just talking about Ryan and Noel because we love them so much. They became fast friends. They're some of our closest, dearest friends. And they're also my kids' favorite black auntie and uncle, right? Auntie Nellie and Uncle Rai Rai. So,
yes.
There's your intro. How's that?
Love it.
All right. So, Ryan and Noel Goins, what's up, my friends?
Yo.
That was an amazing introduction. Man. I did not. Wow.
You know what? That I feel honored, man. I gave those shoes to her and she gave them away.
Well, they weren't. Oh, of course. Worse. On the episode, they were not the same shoes. I was like, what in the granny shoes? I'm going to do with these. I can't wear these on a. No.
Were they white New Balance with the Velcro?
They just look like.
They look like they were skit shoes if we're auditioning.
Or deaconess shoes like, that you would wear
at a church service, like a deacon. I don't know.
Okay. Hmm. Not your jam. In other words, not your jam.
No. No. Not at all. No. But, yo, we love you. Like, thank you so much for that, even that intro, because we have just such an amazing, like, history and stock with you in a short period of time, you know? The fact that you guys came down to Los Angeles and we got a chance to take you on the quick tour of Los Angeles
and be with your kids. Ah.
And that was the best. Yeah. So for the listeners out there, and what was that? February?
February.
Yeah. That seems like it was last week, but yeah, that was February. Yeah. Jan and I flew all the kids down there. We went and spent a weekend with Ryan and Noel and just saw the sights, man. We rode bikes on, what was that?
Venice Beach.
Yeah. We saw the Muscle Man and it was awesome. We went to the Grove like three nights in a row to eat a Brazilian barbecue.
Remember we drove to the Hollywood Hills looking at the mansions? Yeah.
Yes. The $1 trillion mansions.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
Jake actually put me on to a place that we go to all the time. It's Brazilian food. And I had never tried their spicy chicken. And he was like, dude, you got to try this. And I've been hooked on the spicy chicken ever since. Like,
I dream about that. I have dreams about that spicy chicken at the Grove. If you're in LA, you got to go to the Grove and go to
Pampas.
Yes. Yeah.
Pampas Grill.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Man. Okay. I love you guys. I'm so glad you're here. Okay. Let's get into it. Okay. So I know a lot about your history and I'm excited to have you tell all of our viewers about how you guys got into pest control and what you're doing. So my first question is this, just how did you get into pest control? How did it start? What's your origin story?
Go ahead, baby.
You want me to?
Yeah, you started off good.
Wants me to, okay, I'll bring you in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it started with you.
Yeah.
It started with him.
Yeah.
So he comes from a family of pest control owners, like throughout both sides of his family. And so he worked for quite a few of them.
Yeah.
And when we met, you were actually working for your father.
Yeah.
And he also had a fitness company of his own. He's very passionate about fitness and he was training people in the area that he lived, which was about an hour and 45 minutes away in Riverside County.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was helping small businesses grow their social media during the time of the pandemic because a lot of people were still trying to sustain their business. And I love helping folks with social media and I love editing content and things like that. So that's what he was doing when we met. But we had no idea that he was going to continue in pest control because an aunt of his that you did some work for her in the past.
Yeah, brief work that I did for my auntie who had a pest control route out here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
She was very private into that. She didn't let the family know. She was dealing with a terminal issue, congestive heart failure. So before she passed away, she gave the company to my cousin who didn't really want to pursue the industry. And so she ended up giving us the 11 to 13 clients that we began to nurture that paid in check for like $30. It was a lot of good things. We're happy about just receiving that because at that time I was actually working for my uncle out here who has another pest control company. His approach to it was like just basically 20 stops. No rest for the worry. Sometimes more than that. And it was just a grind. And I was really coming to my wits end from the industry because I just couldn't do the best I could with 20 stops a day running all Los Angeles. So that lob up for my auntie was the best thing that ever happened to us. So like I said, we started pursuing the paperwork to get our registration proper and everything.
Yeah.
Just nurtured the clients that we had and officially in November of 2022, Get Going's Pest Control was registered in California.
Yeah, because I was like,
I love it.
Get registered too. I got to get my stuff together because I would go on routes with him to just see just what the experience was like. Yeah. And the minute I went, I was like, this is fun. Like I'm getting bugs that I'm not like a fan of, but I'm also very curious about.
Yeah.
And I just, obviously enjoyed being with him and just laughing with him. And yeah. and then as we showed up to people that serviced his aunt's clients are pretty much commercial owners in yeah. their 80s. Yeah. So their tenants were used to for 30 years seeing her or her husband yeah. that had passed away a year prior,
yeah,
seeing them show up in the field together. So we yeah. didn't know that they were kind of used to seeing a black couple come and service together yeah, already.
Which is super phenomenal.
So they were yeah. just were the style.
They're like, oh, you look so good. What did you find, the fountain of youth?
Yeah. What are you guys doing for your skin? That's amazing.
That's amazing.
And they didn't know any better because they were like, oh, snap, you look just like your uncle. But I'm like, my auntie is the blood side. So thank you.
Black people look alike.
I know we look alike, but no.
but it was nice because I think because some of them had stories to share yeah. about his auntie uncle, and I never got a chance to meet them. Right. So, and it would get emotional and say, "Man, what great people they were!"
Yeah.
And so it was actually an honor to carry that torch and service those people 100%. And get to know those tenants and yeah. just do things differently. Start to bring people into 2022.
Right, right.
Too at the time. Like, hey, yeah. we need you to.
We need your email.
Some of them are like, I don't email. I don't text.
I can't send a paper invoice in every time.
And then look, can you get Goins Pest Control? Because they were just writing it to Pest Control or to Ryan.
Right.
Bug killers.
Right.
It was a lot of.
And not, oh, man.
We didn't make any money.
Like, you can't deposit a check in pencil. It has to be.
Yeah, we didn't make any money the first year. But we got licensed. We were both licensed. Right. And we did everything we needed to do.
Yeah.
And we just said, okay, we're going to go all the way with this. Let's just grow it to wherever it can go. And here we are with that in a nonprofit. You couldn't have told me this would be my life. No.
Yeah.
So what time of 2022 did you guys end up actually locking in Get Goins Pest Control?
It was September where we got permission.
Yeah. Like, and
it was like the end of the year.
Tail of it. Okay. So from that point, I mean, when you had, you know, this handful of clients that are kind of, you know, haphazardly trying to, you know, with payment information and everything else till now, how did you guys grow? What was the main method for you guys?
Two things.
Well, I should say, because I come from a family of pest control owners, we had a qualifying manager, which is my mother.
Your mom did. She
qualified our company.
So he could get his operators.
Yeah, so I can get our operators.
Oh, that's right. It's like that in California, huh? You have to have like a sponsor or something like that.
A qualifying manager. Yeah, it's really strict. Are you talking about from April to September?
Two things, social media and referrals.
Yeah.
I mean, social media, that's all we had. Yeah, I mean, referrals was it. We weren't advertising. We still don't.
Yeah.
It's not like because we got our truck right after Thanksgiving, and then we got the graphics on it when we got back, like right before Christmas or right after Christmas. So it's not like everybody knew what we were doing. And social media, we didn't even put our company on social media until February or March of 2023.
Yeah.
So we didn't have any of those tools out there. It literally was referrals then social media.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Which if anybody, I mean, the people who are listening to the podcast, the people who are watching on YouTube, they've seen you guys. They know who you are. And if you're watching or listening and you don't know, you know now. You're about to find out.
Yeah,
right?
Go follow Get Goins Pest Control because they do. Yeah, Ryan and Noel, you guys do the most awesome social media.
Yes.
And you know the best thing about it. So here's what I love about you two and your social media, because I know you guys really well, right? I mean, Jan and I know you guys really well. We have so much fun together. I mean, it's hardly ever serious. It's just like, we're just out there, right? The sad thing is that a lot of times when you see someone's social media, like if you know the person in real life and you see them on social media, you're like, come on, that's not who you really are. But it's crazy because in your social media, it's like, this is who Ryan and Noel actually are. You want to get to know Ryan and Noel, follow their social media, because it's like, not only do you not hide behind your social media presence, but it like brings out the best in your personalities. Anytime you guys post something, I'm like, oh shoot. Hey babe. In fact, sometimes me and Jana will just like late at night, we'll just be laying in bed, just scrolling through Get Goins stuff and just watching old videos and stuff, you know?
Yeah. I appreciate that. And that means a lot because it's like when someone can vouch for you and does really know you, it feels good to hear because it brings a level of a guard down to who's ever listening so they can say, you know what, this is authentic. So thank you.
Just that other owners might, you know, be inspired or encouraged to also do more with their social media as well.
Yeah. And that's the question I was going to ask you. So how did your social media presence, how did your social media efforts, how did that translate back in like growth, like customer acquisition?
That's a very good question. So I guess I'll start.
Yeah, I got one. You go first.
The brief history of it. Right. Like, I got one too. The brief history of it is obviously when we were single, before we met each other, we had our own identities on our social medias. Mine tended to lean towards fitness and hers towards everything that she was doing in entertainment and her own style. Once we got engaged and we put out there that we were engaged, from there birthed the Outgoings, which is our love, laughter, entertainment brand. And we begin to create it.
That's great. Follow that one too, everybody.
Mm-hmm. a lot of shenanigans. I said that.
We'll just throw a beep in there. That was unintentional.
Instead, at the same time, right. You got what I was trying to say.
Skitanigans. Right.
Shenanigans.
Right. Brought a ton of following and engagement. And then that led to Get Goings once we decided to launch it there. And from that, people were astonished that there was actually, that we were really serious about pest control.
They didn't believe we did it.
They didn't really believe that she did it at all. And we were consistently creating content like we always did. And then people began to see. And once they saw that it was consistent, they reached out. A couple of our longstanding clients came from seeing social media, seeing
her. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, go ahead.
Don't be saying mine now. Okay, so we got like 6 properties from someone that I went to school with from first grade to eighth grade and then high school that I have not seen or talked to in over 20 years. And I didn't know she was following me on Instagram. And it just so happens now her and her husband have a big real estate development company. They're very, very successful. And we got a call one day from a property management person. And she said, hey, we want you to come and inspect these buildings. Do you know who Marcella is? And I'm like, wait. And I said her last name. I don't know. I want to say her last name on here. You know, I don't know how private she want to be, but was like, hey, you know, you went to school with her or something. And I was like, wait, what? And then of course I knew who she was. We played volleyball together. We played basketball together. I knew her mom and her, you know, I knew her growing up, but it's been over 20 years. I haven't seen her. So I didn't know she was following us. And that's when she said, I want them to come do an inspection and give us a quote. And here we are, every time they get a new property, they give it to us. So social media is the only super way she would have known we were doing.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Yeah. So stuff like that.
The other example more recently was someone had been following our pest control company for quite some time, laughing hysterically. They ended up having a termite situation. We loved them. They called us.
Oh, yeah.
We did an amazing inspection for them. They saw that not only did Goofy translate to good work, good inspecting, and they just called us back and they gave us the work. And it wasn't a hard sell. It was some information that they needed to clarify. And it was like, not only can you do the work, but we're going to also invite you over to a barbecue after.
Oh, yeah. Plane, like on a flight, someone I haven't seen since, I don't know, 2008. That's what's been social happening. Media. Honestly, it's social media for us and the grace of God. You know, we don't shy away from the fact that we believe in God and we believe our business was given to us by him. Like Get Goings Pest Control is his company. He gave it to us. Keep It Goings Foundation is his. He gave it to us. And we're just 100%. Using those things as a vessel to help others solve issues, whether you're paying us as a business, but then also giving back and being kind of like a ministry in the marketplace to be there for people who are just suffering in silence and don't have the resources. So it's just, we've just been really blessed to have the business just be birthed that way from a very spiritual way.
100%.
I love that. And knowing you too, if anybody were to really get to know you, they would see first off, like there's no separation between faith and family and work. And I love that because that's how we've always felt too. When we started the business and all the years before that, when I was doing door to door, it was like, it always felt like, you know, God loves me and he loves my family and he's just as concerned about us, you know, from a family perspective as he is about us from a professional perspective. So I love talking with you two about that because for you, there's no separation. God is in every aspect of your life. And that's so inspirational. And maybe there's people out there that need to hear, hey, it's okay to bring God into every aspect of your life, even your business. 100%.
Absolutely. The thing that I love about you guys is that you're so authentic, right? Like, you don't change who you are, no matter where you are, right? You guys are Ryan and Noel Goins, right? When you mentioned that your growth was all, you know, referrals and social media, I mean, as soon as people meet you, the idea that you guys have grown your business just by those two modes makes 1000% sense. You're like, oh, of course you're going to get referrals, right?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? With social media, a lot of times it's always going to be really intentional, right? Like, when people are trying to put out a specific brand or a specific image where you have a specific call to action, you know, you're trying to gain business from it, it's hard to maintain a truly authentic vibe, right, in your social media. And you guys just do such a good job of doing it and attracting people to your brand, right? And sometimes I think people think that social media is all about the action. It's like, oh man, how do I get the most customers? And for you guys, it's building a connection with people first, right? It's building a relationship with people. And then when they have a pest control need, dude, you guys are at the top of their list, right? So, and obviously, you know, pest control isn't, I mean, it's just barely scratching the surface on all the good things that you guys do. You got to tell us and the listeners about the foundation you guys have.
Yeah.
Got to spill the beans on it.
Yep. Okay. Noel first. I know you guys are going to argue about who goes first. So I'm just going to say Noel first.
Wow. So the Keep It Goins Foundation, mm-hmm. and you said it very well earlier, that we are servicing the impoverished and underserved communities. And sometimes they're elderly folks. Sometimes they're physically, mentally disabled folks that are on fixed income, that just, they don't have retirement. They don't have a savings, and they certainly can't afford ongoing pest control. Right. And these folks usually are not complaining. They're doing it themselves, but it's not working. And it gets to this level and threshold where maybe a neighbor is complaining or a family member is like kind of trying to get involved to help bring some type of service. But the fear is always, I can't afford it.
Right.
Sometimes they're owners, sometimes they're renters, and that area gets a little tricky. But at least with us, you know, our prayer was, God, give us a family to help. Give us somebody that falls into the criteria to help.
Right.
And it just so happened that with the first family that we just serviced, I mean, this happened so quickly, where the foundation was established last year, technically. Mm-hmm. But this one inspection, thanks to an apartment complex that we service, the brother, the oldest brother, lives there. And across the street is the home he grew up in.
Right.
And the youngest sibling, Tanisha Clark, actually is the one who called and said, hey, I need an inspection. Mm-hmm. You know, there's bed bugs in my father's room. Mm-hmm. He's 87. He's blind. It's out of control. And we've had bed bugs before in 2017. So everything I'm doing is not working. Can you come inspect? So I was in the Women in Pest Control Conference in Austin. Ryan was in LA, and he went and did the inspection as Get Goins Pest Control. And that's when he learned, man, her budget of $500 is not going to cover this. And also, she's got termite damage. She's got dry rot damage. She's got German roach issue, which she wasn't even complaining about the German roaches, and rodent entry points where mice had been getting in over the winter. So she had a plethora of issues, and she just wanted to eradicate the bed bugs.
Yeah. I mean, just, you said that so well. I mean, and to harp on it, a lot of people may feel embarrassed. They're not prone to speak up about it because it may be just seasonal that somebody's dealing with an infestation of any kind. It could be long term, but the stigma is I really even subconsciously don't want bugs in my house, and I don't want to be embarrassed. And a lot of times bugs don't come in because of your fault. They come in through another source. So to be able to hear her story while I was doing an inspection, got a little teary eyed. So I was like, give me a second, Tanisha. I walked back to the truck.
Called
her and told her, I said, I believe we have our first project that we've been waiting for. She totally was in alignment. What we did was we just let it be an inspection, let her pay the inspection fee. And then we came back. And if you guys have seen the video, you would see that we had a Zoom call with her and surprised her. That was just the greatest feeling in the world. So to be able to have it go from start to finish, to have some of our other colleagues who you guys know participate in this project, and to really give them a great night's sleep. You could see the weight fall off of her shoulder. You guys are amazing pest control professionals. And we were able, and you guys would understand this, we sat down on the very couches that before it was fumigated. We sat down after it was done.
Oh, after.
Sorry. After it was done, after the project was done.
Yeah.
And we had a genuine moment of joy and laughter to let you know how the energy was totally different in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's an amazing feeling.
I'll say this too, that most people in pest control, and because I think so highly of our industry and the more people I meet where we have all probably donated some type of service for free or did something to help that no one knows about or no one saw, because it is hard for us as pest control owners or technicians or and so forth to say no or to just walk away from a situation that is just crying for help, because the truth of the matter is what we do is expensive. It is hard to eradicate really severe infestations for free. But we know people have done it and people are doing it. And we said, okay, we need an official nonprofit that's a 501c3 that if our colleagues, no matter what state they're in, come across a situation where they're like, man, this job is like a $5,000 job or a $10,000 job. They've got so many issues. This pest is the source or these pests are the source. I can donate some of it, but I simply can't do it all as a company. I can't afford to do that. Well, the nonprofit can subcontract you out through the donation. So you donate what you can, and that is a tax deductible for you. Donations that come in go to that job to pay those who can't donate everything.
Right.
So everybody's getting something that they want, and it allows the affiliates, the vendors, and the manufacturers to step in and say, I'll donate product, I'll donate PPE, which is what we were blessed to receive. And it just brought the community itself together in that particular neighborhood that probably really hadn't seen a tent on a building before and is dealing with homelessness and vandalizing, you know, folks just looking for a place to rest.
But we
also hired 24-hour security because we didn't want anything to go wrong. We didn't want anyone to wander in or just being nosy, unintentionally. And we wanted the family to go in their Airbnb that we provided for them and actually get some true sleep. And we treated their vehicle before they went with a residual treatment barrier because we knew they were going to be needing the car during fumigation. Right. So we really were very thoughtful to make sure that they felt the love and respect that we had for them. Tanisha, we treated her like she was more like a partner, even though she was a beneficiary of services, but we treated her like, hey, we want you to know what we're doing along the way. We're going to make sure we provide as much resources to you before and after the fact. And future families, you know, the termite damage that she had, her roof was eaten away and the rain that we've been getting in California is causing leaks and things like that. So we told her, you know, and we're telling everyone that's listening, the pest is the initial issue, whatever that pest is. And then obviously the structure suffers accordingly.
Right.
So we would love to take this to, you know, an HGTV level where we can replace roofs and we can paint walls, we can scrub walls down and make this place look new again and restore floors that are eaten away and provide furniture. Like we don't want to just stop at the pest, but obviously we're just starting out. So donating is vital to our foundation and you do get a tax deductible from that. And that's at keepitgoings.org. And also we want partnerships, you know, if there's pest control companies that are like, you know what, I want to do that. I want to be able to get involved in this way. So if I come across somebody on my route, we can partner with Keep It Goings. And even if you have a nonprofit of your own, we can partner together.
Yeah.
Like it's all about bringing us
together
to help our communities who are suffering, period.
Okay. So you have it all set up as a nonprofit and then the donations come through just from private donors. So you don't get grants or anything like that. This is like donations from donors.
Goings grants. We want grants as well. We are actively looking for grant writers specifically for that reason. Yeah. We absolutely want grants. Mm-hmm. And when we went to the pest control operators in California had our legislative day in Sacramento. And if anyone in here is from California and is not a member of the pest control operators of California, get involved. They have been an amazing organization to help us grow in knowledge, in wisdom, in connections, in relationships. So going to Sacramento actually allowed us to speak directly with assembly members and going into their offices and talking to their staff about bills that affect all of us, because California is the strictest state. So what we do, everyone tends to follow suit and mimic. So it's very important that they get to see our industry in a humane way where right. they're understanding what's going on in their districts. We want to solve those problems. So if your goal is, you know, to be an environmentalist that's protecting coyotes and eagles and different beautiful species of animals, mm-hmm. we want to do that as well. We just want to do that with you. So that way we're together creating mm-hmm. tools based on the science that we have and the licenses that we have to work so hard to get. Yeah. If we can work together and you're seeing what we're doing from a give back perspective, mm-hmm. it's a win-win for our government. It's a win-win for our states. And we just had such success when we talked about the nonprofit. Everybody perked up.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in there talking about bills. When we start talking about giving back, it's like, oh, really? That's interesting. Yes, because, hey, we're not new to giving back. Right. We're just one of the first folks to actually try to tell the story and right. invite people into our world in a warm, welcoming way that invites a partnership that's long term, because we want generations after us to right. think this way and to be educated on insects the way you guys do when you give us little tidbits of insect entomology and facts. We need all of that in one place, in one space, that when we're giving back, we're also helping them move forward with tools and education that they can take to their children and their children's children in the community.
I felt like I just went to church. That was good.
But there's no lasers.
No, right? Ba-bow. Well, I can tell that Noelle obviously thinks about this probably 10 times a day.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And you're super passionate about it, which is amazing. And I watched the video that you guys made, and I remember that part of the video where Tanisha was sitting there and you let her know that you guys are going to be taking care of this for, and tearjerker moment, right? And there was a few different times through that video, for people listening, and we'll link in the show notes and the YouTube notes so you guys can watch it. But it was amazing just seeing the impact that you guys had on that family, right? The impact on that family was huge, but it surpassed that. You know, all the people, all the other companies and people that came together on that job, you could feel it. Just watching the video, you could feel that you guys were getting them involved in a way that they hadn't been involved before in the pest control industry. A lot of times it's always the transaction, right? And that's okay. I mean, it's fine and it's good for us to be able to get paid for the work that we do. But a lot of times, you know, you get these pest control operators and the product manufacturers, and that's all it is for decades, just transactions. And all of a sudden they have this magical opportunity where it takes somebody like you guys to create it, where you say, hey, listen, we want to do this for this family. Here's what the situation is. Do you want to be a part of it? Right. I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to maybe do a little bit of a shout out. How many different organizations did you guys have show up? Who was all involved? Who did you guys get together?
So the fumigation done by Lee and Lotus Whitmore was super big because it's a lot of work to fumigate a property.
Yeah, Quality Pest Services. They donated the entire fumigation.
The entire fumigation. Doug of Cardinal Products, huge, that are distributors of the gas that we use to eliminate the bed bugs. And he was actually going somewhere else and changed his flight. To make it here that day.
Yeah, because he lives in Northern California. Yep. And Mike Watkins, also of Cardinal, came and took pictures, professional pictures of us doing stuff throughout the day.
They call him Jim Steve, but we call him James.
Because he's got some soul.
He got a little bit of soul. Neighborly Pest Control. He's been a mentor for us.
Neighborly
Pest Control. He's been a mentor for us since we got into the industry.
Yep.
And again, he changed his whole itinerary to fly down that day.
Oh, and just James, when we were at our first PCOC meeting last June, and we were in a fumigation meeting, being interactive, you know, we were the only Black folks in there, and, you know, we wanted to get right involved and ask questions. And he came up after us and after the meeting and introduced himself directly. And he's the reason why we even went to Pest World.
Yeah.
So he started Black Ownership Matters, and he's a white guy, and started Black Ownership Matters for Black pest control owners to be involved in NPMA even more. But he just has a heart and affinity for all people. And so he was just so happy to be there.
Okay, amazing. Amazing.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we had Michael Wilson, who is the current executive vice president of PCOC. He, out of his very busy schedule, even before legislative day, made time to come down here. And then also Michael from Cal Coast Pest Management drive up from San Diego. Because Mike actually drove, you know, from San Diego. It's like about 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours of traffic up to Los Angeles on a rainy Saturday morning where we had to take the tent down. And not only came to treat four bed bugs with a liquid application, he also rodent-proofed the whole house exterior. Yeah, the whole house, all the sides, which is amazing, above and beyond.
Yes, he did.
And he donated monetarily. So not just his time. So he went above and beyond, which was absolutely a blessing to us.
He did.
And then Beth Moore.
Oh, no, Beth Manu.
Beth Manu.
We're working on that, Beth.
Yeah.
But Beth works with Tri-Cal.
Tri-Cal.
Very important, vital person. And Tri-Cal is passionate about Black farmers and just having more Black farmers at the table. And in the agricultural space, she's very passionate about making sure that all of our food sources are taken care of. So she already saw our passion and our heart for the community. And she is about that. She's all about that. Yeah. And we had just met her a week prior, thanks to Doug, and had dinner with her and Doug. And she said, I'm there.
Yeah, it was just that.
I'm there. That
really good synergy.
Yeah.
And then lastly, I believe, but Andrea Hancock of Mattress Safe, who donated the brand new bed bug mattress covers, pillows.
Yeah, and then casements.
Oh, man, that just touched Tanisha.
No, I was going to say Michael Wilson. He's the CEO of Pest Control Operators of California.
I just got to get it correct.
Okay, so two people from NYSIS, Dr. Jamel Sandage. He's a PhD entomologist. Mm-hmm. He talks all over the world and does great, amazing presentations. So
Dr. J
did a call with her on to support her in that area. Mm-hmm. And then Javi, who you guys, you know Javi.
Oh, Javier.
Javi.
Yeah, he's our guy too. Yep.
He handles the West Coast region of sales, and he came on the tent takedown just to be of service to kind of capture Ryan and I, because we've project managed everything and produced the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So, and your brother also, Clyde Goins, his older brother, did film the interviews on the tent going up.
Yeah.
And then we, again, on that last day, it was just you and I. So Javi came and offered his services for that. And then we had some volunteers. Our friend Archie, he came and filmed BTS, which is behind the scenes stuff. Yeah. Nia, who helps our good friend Erica, the lady builder, she films her content on her social media. She came and helped with content. Yeah. Larry Perez, also of Quality Pest Services. Yeah. He came and did the walkthrough of fumigation with her. I mean, we just had so many hands on deck, I can't tell you. And then Antonio Rivera, he did the 24-hour security, and he actually does it at our grocery store in our neighborhood, so we see him all the time.
Oh my gosh,
I contacted him out, and a story about that, he was like, is there a bathroom that we can use since we're doing 24-hour security? And I'm like, well, it's a fumigation, so we don't have a porta potty for you. Really, you can go to a nearby gas station, but a neighbor across the street saw what we were doing, and she lives in that same apartment complex that Tanisha's older brother lives in. And she came over and she said, you can use our bathroom.
Yep.
Just knock on our door. We'll let you use our bathroom. And come to find out, not only did she let them use the bathroom, she cooked food for them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, I love it.
Can't make this up.
All hands on deck.
When you do stuff for your community, and I know you guys know it because both of you have major, huge hearts. Both of you, and Jana, you guys know when your heart is in the right place, all of those other things and kinks that try to get in the way of that and stop it. It's like love conquers all. It truly does. Yeah. It's unmatched. So those who are not with it, they get with it, or they want to.
Yeah.
And you never know whose heart you're helping them be more generous that day in that moment. 100%. And that day was magical. Everything since that day has been that. I got chills talking about it because it's just the truth.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Shortly after we met you, Ryan, you started this kind of like, it just started out as just a handful of PCOs, right?
Way to stay connected.
Yeah, we called it. It was like it was you and me, and then like four other Black PCOs, right? And so it was crazy because like I'm like this token white guy in the group, right?
Oh yeah, Gene.
It was crazy because one of the first things that you said to me, in fact, when we were in Hawaii that night, we had dinner together, and then we moved from the restaurant closed, and so we went and sat under the cabana, and we just hung out until like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, just chatting. I remember you saying that you saw pest control as a vehicle to change the world. I heard that and I was like, I don't know how do you do that, right? But now I'm sitting here and, you know, I've known you guys for so many months, but I feel like I've known you forever, and seeing all the things that you're doing and seeing the potential for Keep It Goins to be not just in California, but just to just go everywhere. That statement, you know, I want to change the world through pest control, that doesn't seem unrealistic anymore. It doesn't seem ridiculous. I'm not saying it was ridiculous. I'm just saying, like, it seems realistic.
He's a dreamer. Sometimes I look at him like, what? Yeah. How are we going to do that? I get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
100% know what you mean, because that's just the way that I'm wired. Yeah, I'm wired that way to say, okay, if we're going to do anything, it's got to be the greatest thing that we do. Because that's just what I've come to grow to believe, that God can, if God's going to be on it, it's going to be beyond what I could ever hope or imagine. That was one of the greatest conversations that we set and had. We started with you, and then Jana came into the conversation, and it was just such a full circle serendipitous moment, because we were speaking from the heart. And I think when you speak from the heart, you just can't go wrong. Mm-mm. Because it's actually from a place of total believability. It transfers every bit of not only emotion, but it transfers what it takes to get to a certain level in life, right? Mm-hmm. Because an example is like, if you're an architect, you have blueprints, but before it could be manufactured, those blueprints came from a vision, a goal, a heart, a passion, right? So I believe because we begin to talk about these things and you keep it in conversation, then eventually you will see what you say. And I know that that's what our heart is to say, you know what? I think the greatest thing in life is going to be a blessing to somebody else. And I would always tell her that Keep It Goings is going to be probably the biggest thing that we do. Because it's the biggest thing that God has done. Oh, come on. I said, they're going to get me preaching now, brother. but it's true. It's true in its origin, is that whatever you believe and you begin to speak about, it's almost impossible not to see it.
It's contagious.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are manifesting some of the best things, and things that pest control owners and operators fundamentally as people, they want to be able to have a part of, right? Just as people, not even as business owners, but just as people, they want a part of that. And now through their businesses, they're actually able to do that when they partner with you guys.
Yeah.
And I know we're out of time, and we're going to have to get you guys back on soon, because you guys are amazing. Yeah. We love talking to you. I mean, we talk to you anytime anyways, so that part doesn't matter, but
I know.
Yeah, we got to get you guys back on the show right away though. If anybody wants to follow your journey, if they want to support you guys, where do they reach out and how do they find you? Give us the details.
Okay. On every platform, whether it's YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Keep It Goings, Keep IT and G-O-I-N-S, y'all. Don't forget the S and don't add a G. Keep It Goings on all platforms. And please support us there via your donations. And then Get Goings is Get Goings on everything. G-E-T-G-O-I-N-S. And that's it.
Get your GET. And then there's
the outgoings,
which is just, outgoings is if you want to just get to know.
Because no one can spell, right? We have to help y'all.
Right. A good way to remember it is go ins, like go in. So that's an easy way to remember it. But the outgoings is the more personal look into our relationship life, our love life. So those three platforms are
find us everywhere.
Find us everywhere.
If you really nosy, he got his own. And I got my own.
Right.
But I mean, it's much more fun when we're together. So
nosy.
Right.
Love it.
Well, everything you do it together. And that's the other thing that I just love about you. And I think that's why Jan and I why we resonated so well. Everything you do together. Everything we do together. And gosh, we just love you. And I really do want to get you guys back on the show, because I think it'd be great to see what Keep It Goings has done 100%. Since this episode, and then follow it up with, hey, you're changing the world. What's next?
Yes.
So that's what's next.
You know what I think I'm hoping to see is that we would have already had a project with you guys in your area. And I think that would
I would love that.
Just putting that out there.
Yep.
Oh, manifesting again, man. Yep. Now that you've said it, I'm sure it's going to happen.
Yep.
Yep.
So, well, awesome.
We'll keep our eyes and our ears peeled. Find something.
Ryan Noel. This has been so awesome. Thank you guys so much. And of course, for everybody listening and watching, we appreciate you taking the time to listen in. If you guys have a coworker, manager, or owner who could benefit from listening to this episode, the best way to say thank you to us is to share this episode with them. If you haven't joined the Facebook group yet, go find the group and join. It's Bug Bucks Plus. Lots of information and great connections there. And if you have a topic that you want discussed on the show, drop it in the group. And as always, this episode is brought to you by BugBucks Plus, the number one training and education platform designed to help you build and scale your pest control company. Visit bugbucksplus.com to sign up and start building today. Thanks again for listening in. And until next time, keep building those pest control companies.
Thank you so much for listening to the Bug Bucks podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please show your support by subscribing and leaving us a 5-star rating. Thank you. And we'll catch you on next week's episode.